Hey, everybody, I'm Saved by the Bell.
I'm Kelly Kapowski.
This is my impression of Shaggy if he was also Rust Cole from True Detective.
Like, this place is like somebody's memory of a town, man.
That's actually a line.
And, it is.
And on video today.
Oh, my God. I think I'm Christina Ricci as a child where she has to move to a gothic house and meets a ghost. That's me today.
All right. You win record for longest intro.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody, to the official space section of the Charter.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Sir, you're out of order.
Out of order? I show you out of order!
I'm a sad gothic child.
He's just trying to bang a ghost.
Surprise romance with a ghost.
Who accidentally has sex with a ghost. So
hey, I mean, you got to lose your virginity somehow.
I was going to say, hey, you know.
Been there.
It's Halloween. Anything can happen.
Been there, done that. So. Fuck that ghost. Anyways, welcome back to the show, listener. This week on the show, we've done one of these before. I don't know how sexy or dark or weird it's going to get this week.
All of the above.
I think all of the above is going to happen in some way, shape, or form. This week, we are bringing back Jimmy's original idea to the show. This is a fan fiction episode. And before I go and add things and subtract things and mess this all up, I'm going to hand it all over to Jimmy, and he's going to explain to you how dirty it's going to get today.
Well, these are going to be fun, because all we have to do is pick our favorite teen heartthrob and do a little Where Are They Now?
Yeah.
I think it's we'll put it up to a vote at the end, and whoever we think has the nicest Where Are They Now is going to go home the winner today.
What did you like? You kind of were like we I think we agreed 80s to 90s, right? Like our era of.
Or well, could, I mean, yeah, it'd be
I mean,
weird
for you,
to pick,
yeah.
It would be strange to pick now, Michael.
It would, yeah.
That's not really what we're doing here today.
Yeah,
well,
no.
Everybody would pick Timothée Chalamet, so we all win, I guess.
Yeah. He's a grown man.
Fuck.
Well, Benny Safdie does, at least.
He's an adult man.
That guy's driving me nuts.
Fucking idiot.
He isn't. Yeah, it's weird. This is actually not.
Same age as me.
Point is that it's going to get throbby. It's going to be full of our teen crushes, and we're going to have a good time.
I have a weird feeling Michael's is very horny.
I'm just
wondering. Yeah, I'm thinking I went the wrong direction. Mine's very sweet. So.
Mine's actually.
Maybe I throbbed differently as a teenager than you do.
Yeah, I throbbed in my pants.
Nobody did it the way Michael did.
Yeah,
he got the internet before anybody on his street, so the throbbing got just weird at that point.
And he didn't have to share the phone line with anybody else.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're an only child. Like, I guess she can get really weird, hey?
Yeah.
Pretty much. I was 69ing before you could start 69.
Fascinating.
On the telephone.
I learned to 69 myself before I had a partner, okay?
I was really lonely.
Just nine.
Yeah, before, just nining.
Just nining with your hand.
Oh no.
Before we get to it, let's turn the wheel away from dirty and horny for a second. Before we get to it, we have a potential new trivia coming up,
and this is
something that is really near and dear to Charles's heart. So, tell them what the next potential trivia might be, and where a place they might be able to vote on it is.
So we're thinking the next potential trivia will be another variation of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia trivia. We're going to capitalize on St. Patty's Day. And we had fun last year. I think it was a lot of fun. So
it was.
We're going to try and do it, but you know.
What did you dress up as?
Green Man showed up. Green Man was there the whole time. Those are some funny photos, actually.
They are some funny photos. I saw your camel toe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Moose knuckle?
You got
it. I feel like it's a moose knuckle for
Me. Oh, thank you. Okay.
But, you know, it still hasn't ripped, so what does that tell you?
That tells you you're a svelte man.
Well made.
Yeah, right.
You got a damn good tuck.
Yeah, it's a good tuck job.
Point is this going to be a St. Patty's Day trivia.
Yeah.
Day theme because why? Why? Because it's always sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, and I mean, nothing says St. Patty's like them.
Really?
At this point, literally, Patty's Pub is the
Is it your
of
favorite
pub.
Show, you think?
I think it's probably one of them, for sure. I'd say it's one of those shows that I know so stupidly well that, like, if I just hear the audio, I can almost say, like, oh, this is episode 5 of season blah, blah, blah. this,
yeah,
this,
I'm the
this.
Same with
like,
Lost.
Like
yeah.
stupid like that.
In the background, yeah. you can totally.
I'm catching up. I haven't seen the last three seasons, and I'm catching up, and I just can't believe these crazy bastards are still doing the stuff that they're doing. The running joke now in the latest season is Frank just watched Is It Cake? So he doesn't trust anything. So he has a little shiv on him, and he'll just stab things in the background because
cake?
He thinks everything's
is it not
fucking cake.
Cake.
It's so funny.
Johnny Cake.
So man. Funny. It's so funny. But yeah, yeah. Well, and again, like DeVito's in his 80s, so they're making him more unhinged than he's ever been in the
he's
show.
Working until he's until
oh,
he
yeah.
dies on set.
Oh, yeah. And they've all said that, that's pretty much how they'll end it is just Frank dies.
It's a good way to end a
yeah,
show.
Yeah, I think so. Eh? I think so.
Point is, we're telling you now so that when the tickets do drop, if you are an It's Always Sunny fan, we and the fans that did come out last year, they were hardcore fans.
They were hard, man. Everybody yeah. went, almost every table, like there was every team had somebody rocking something It's Always Sunny.
Yeah, yeah.
A few people dressed up, which was great. Yeah, it's great. I think because, you know, It's Always Sunny is one of those, it's a very risky show. So it's one of those things if you say you're a Sunny fan.
You're in
it could be good
yeah,
or bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. What
so
kind of
I think
people
when
are we getting?
When we find an event that we all know we can be safe in, I think then, you know, the freaks come out. So the McPoyles, if you will. So.
It, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Point is, stay tuned, listener. Follow the show. Subscribe to the show. Listen to the show. Then you'll be in the know, and then you'll have tickets, and then you'll be at Always Sunny, and it'll
follow
be a good time.
Follow the show. Be in the know.
So that's it for shameless self-promotion. Let's get to the fan fiction. But before that, let's talk about what the hell we watched this week. Jimmy, what'd you put in front of your eyes, buddy?
Well, Charles is going to join me here because we both watched Predator
well, you're gonna,
Badlands.
You're
going to
tag team yeah. this, okay.
That's yeah. right. I'm oh. so glad that you watched it. I, so as soon as I was able to find it, I grabbed it and just, yeah. I think Elle Fanning was fantastic in this.
Dude, and I did not expect
very
her doing,
funny.
Doing a double role.
Yep.
She killed it.
Yeah, she sinnered.
She was she did.
Sinnered.
She was really
good. Was she
smoke
good. Or was she stacked?
She was both.
She was both, baby. Yeah. But yeah, her, I had no idea that she was such a goof, like good at being a goofball.
Yeah.
She's
I haven't
really
seen that
funny.
Performance from her before, and not that I've seen every Elle Fanning project.
Yeah. Well, and it's because you're getting, Dan's never, like, I know Dan, the director, but
oh,
he's
Trachtenberg?
Mr. Trachtenberg.
He's never really dipped into Alien, but this is his first kind of dipping into Alien lore.
Because she's a Weyland Yutani.
She's an
putting
android.
His toe in a xenomorph?
Well, he played around with it because it's kind of funny. This is the most android behavior out of all of them. Like, she doesn't have her legs when he finds her, and at one point he's just tossing her. And she's like, wow, I've never been thrown like this. And she's like eating shit, but she's like, this is fun. And I'm like,
she's an android.
An android would totally do that, though, right? Like, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
she
yeah.
never got to get, she was the, there's two androids that look exactly yeah. the same. The other android got to go out and explore the Badlands.
That's right, yeah.
And
yeah,
she always had to stay lands, cooped up. But
yeah, she's the lab rat, and the yeah. other one is like out in the field kind of thing like that. Yeah.
And then, I don't know who bodied the Predator, but very good job as well.
Yeah,
very physical.
It.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's he's kind of like a runt predator that's been dropped on this planet.
He's the
to
weakest
prove himself.
Of his clan.
I did okay, so I started watching. I'd say the first, like a third of the first third, and
okay.
got the idea that he's a runt and he's got to like kind of
yeah.
prove himself.
Yeah,
is that correct?
Yeah, that's the movie.
Yeah, essentially,
like
it's,
a path for a hunter to go
that's,
on. And,
that's
yeah.
A, but then you know, Weyland Yutani starts finding their
yeah.
way in, and maybe
and
they're hunting
really cool.
the same thing.
And that's really, and again, I think that we all. They're definitely letting us know that they're going to do an Alien versus Predator, but we don't need any origin story or anything. It's just, for all you know, there might not even be humans.
Might
like,
not,
I think
might even be animated.
Can we still get Lance Hendrickson, please?
But you know what? He proved with this movie that the humans were just something that we thought we needed to have.
No, we don't.
It's you don't. That's why I'm like, if anybody could do
kinda
an
like
Alien.
Kind of like dinosaurs and humans?
Yeah, well, like, don't get me started. but I mean, like, if they do an Alien versus Predator movie, I don't think they need humans to, like, make the audience be like, oh, I think at this point we'll just be it.
Doesn't make my dick hard.
Did they, in Covenant, did they tell you that David is a synth from the beginning?
Oh.
Yeah, they did.
They
I think
did?
So,
okay.
right?
Yeah, yeah,
I think so, right?
I was wondering if this is the first time that we've seen a synth as a synth from the start.
He's a synth. Emily, correct me if I'm wrong, but he's the first one to wake up. He's doing his blonde hair. He's
yeah,
watching.
They show you right from the start.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
all
the
yeah, because they're the ones that have to. They basically are in charge of making sure the humans are good to go.
The boat stays
when
afloat.
They're going to wake up.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Emily, no, any questions for these boys in the land of movies?
No, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Really,
it's
like a buddy cop movie.
It really is.
Yeah,
it really is, and
it's really fun.
It's just again someone who loves the source material
yeah.
can explore things that someone who doesn't
would Trachtenberg.
Miss. Yeah, like he fucking knows what he's doing.
Yep.
Like,
let a nerd make nerd films.
Any story this guy wants to tell. And what's crazy is in 1 year he had two movies from the same franchise, both incredible, one amazing animation, not like Disney and whatnot. It was
who
its own style.
Who knows if Alien vs. Predator, we know it's coming. But who knows if it's going to be animated or if it's going to be live action. I'm down for either.
Yeah, and everything complements each other. Like, as soon as I was done Badlands, I'm like, I'm going to rewatch Killer
Made
Killers.
Me want to watch more.
Yeah.
Can I have some fun with you guys here?
Yeah.
No.
Emily?
I'm out on.
Which one would you fuck?
Emily,
which one would you fuck?
Predator, Alien, or Elle Fanning?
Yeah. Which, in order.
Fuck, Mary, Kill. Oh, that's fun.
Ooh. That sounds very violent.
You'll enjoy it.
I think, like, Predator is more humanoid-ish.
Yeah, he's humanoid.
Yeah, he'll have
That might be more compatible anatomically.
I'm glad you're considering his parts.
Okay,
but here's the serious question. You both saw it.
Yeah.
What's one thing you didn't like about it? And let's see if it's the same thing.
I mean, the story's a little predictable. But I don't think I'm not really watching this for the story. I'm watching this because it's a fun movie.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I really don't. The one thing, and it's not even on the movie, was the stream I found. It would have whatever country the stream was from.
Watching
it'd have those subtitles, and then the English would come right after.
So you could potentially learn.
So sometimes
learn
there was a delay where I was like, "Wait, who said that?"
Yeah.
But and if it wasn't for Jimmy, I would have ruined that movie. You definitely need subtitles.
Yeah,
100%. The majority of the movie is in their language, like in Predator language.
In Yautja.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yautja.
You learn a lot about their lore.
Yeah,
very
something that we haven't gotten before.
Yeah, like very.
Well,
from
what I got, it's like there's a group of them. They like you get the idea that they're traveling, they're hunting, they're trying
to
get
more
stronger and do their challenges.
They're hungry for power even within their own clans.
Right.
Yeah. There's a hierarchy,
and that's what's interesting. Is like
it's very Spartan like.
Yes, it is. It's very Spartan like.
Do they before they go into war? Man, I'm horny today. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you are. He's got the because he's the runt of them all, right?
Yeah, like he's the weakest of his clan.
So typically,
guys, I'm the only one in my family.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, and what kind of starts the story is what's neat is there's an internal conflict within the clan,
but there's also
a side storyline because he's the runt, and like Jimmy said, because he's the weakest, to make your clan strong. You kill the weakest.
Yeah, you can't have them
around.
You
are the weakest link.
And the alpha.
Goodbye.
Who is so cool. That gear, like the mask and everything, his dad.
Oh, yeah.
That was really cool.
Sounds like 10,000 BC, but with predators.
You know, honestly.
You know, a little bit.
It's great. Like, just watch. Like, it's. And go in. The less you know, I think the more you'll enjoy because it's one of those.
Okay.
And what's cool is, like, again, you don't expect it. It's really funny. Like, there's really.
Yeah.
Like, at one point. I think we've all seen in the trailer, he has Elle Fanning strapped to him. He makes like a harness so he can carry her easier.
Makes a fanny pack.
they're literally. And they're doing like the, you know, in Lion King, how they show Simba grow up, how they're walking over the log.
Yeah.
They do something like that, but it's her asking it questions, what seems like an eternity.
About him.
Right. And she's like, so do you eat with the outside pincers or do you use like
it's 100% questions that
people have asked and it's
maybe
Dan
to Trachtenberg
having,
why
or
is it green
and he's having fun with it, right? And it's one of those things where I'm like, that's awesome. Like, that's really, I think it's just, again, someone who knows what their source material,
right?
And they can really deliver, because I'm telling you, I think the thing I hated was I didn't see it in theaters. That was the one thing that
I agree with you.
I was sad about.
Emily, anything before we give these boys final thoughts?
No, I'm excited. When you guys were talking about how it's like gives you background into their setup, it kind of reminds me of the Bounty Hunter one with
Gerard Butler.
Boba Fett. It reminds me of Fett. The stories.
Yeah,
like
the Mandalorian gave you more backstory on what the Mandalorians are and
things
why
they've been asking
for so long.
The
sand people, right? Like when he goes out and he's like, so you get backstory of all these creatures that were like props in the background of human movies. And so now it's kind of cool that like they are the center of their own movie.
I totally agree with you, Emily. And I think it's at a point where I'd rather that new story than them being like, could we do something with A New Hope again?
I know.
Well,
it's not like they're changing things.
They're not retconning things.
No.
It's just things that we've wondered and have always wondered.
Yeah, things
about.
That you didn't know. And it's like, oh, we can tell, you said earlier, without humans. We can tell a story without humans.
Exactly.
Like, not every cop.
Well, and
like,
we,
pretty sure it was all synths.
Yeah. Oh, and even the beginning, like, you actually get a very cool
moment between him and his brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they, like, care about each other, and you're like,
isn't he, like, kind of trying to protect him?
Yeah. He is. Yeah, he's 100% trying to protect him.
I don't know why I stopped watching.
You know, you just put it on and you have fun. It's 100% a fun
movie.
Yeah.
It honestly, and if you already are enjoying that franchise, again, he's just, Predator 1 is a classic, but where he's taken it now, it's like, I'm so happy we've evolved past Predator 1 and past, like, just
AVP
running in a jungle.
Requiem.
Let me ask you this. Is it like if you show me pearls being thrown on the ground one more time at the beginning of a Batman movie,
exactly.
I'm going to shoot myself?
We love our characters, and that's why we liked Prey so much.
Yeah, Prey was, and again, Prey was also one of those, I think it came out during COVID, so it went straight to Disney.
Yeah, went right to Disney.
Right. So I love that this one
got a theater run.
Yeah, and it did well. It did really, especially internationally.
Enough,
like,
to get
it
another.
Killed. Yeah, and I think, again, is I like that the studio is backing up the risks that he's taking.
Agreed.
Right? Like, the idea of, like, I'm not going to have humans in this. It's going to be mostly their language. Right? 20 years ago, they'd
deal
fire
with
him. He'd be, like, blacklisted.
He wouldn't even get set.
He would have been blacklisted out of Hollywood. They would have been like, this guy's a lunatic, right? Like,
Nobody's going to watch that. How many throne fannings?
Give
how
it
many
like a seven
packs?
And a half and eight.
Yeah.
I really liked it. I had a great time.
Yeah, like, I want more. That's my biggest critique.
I want more
of what they're doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the thing you want at the end of a movie.
Yes.
More of the same thing. They win. Emily?
So it's been really, really cold. So I've been like just watching
Get the
TV,
fuck out.
Basically. Both my cars don't start, as you guys know. And so I'm pretty much just like stranded right now. So I was on Netflix and I fell down this like Harlan Coben.
Oh, you found him, didn't you?
Yeah, rabbit hole.
Yeah, we found him too.
A British writer, and he does like mysteries, and they're all like twisty and whatever. And so then there's a whole bunch of like little mini series that are all like his books. And so the one that had just come out that was being promoted is called Missing You.
Yep.
But then I went and watched Missing You, and then I watched Stay Close, and then I watched The Stranger, and then Stay or Hold Tight.
Sorry, what are these documentaries?
No, they're like they're my favorite format. They're eight episode mini series.
Hell yeah.
Which is like my favorite way to watch TV.
Like there's no other season. It's just eight episodes telling a story.
Yeah, it's like eight episodes.
Fucking
and that's
love
that.
That's
your story. And it's great. It's so much fun. So I've been watching a bunch of those, and they're all like they're rated sort of medium. Like, people aren't crazy about them or whatever, but they're perfect for me. They're like the sort of like whodunit. Like, I love those, and it it gets all weird and twisty. And there's always.
Oh, and if he's a British writer, it's got to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Brits don't fuck around.
Well, that's the thing. There's only like 10 British actors, right? So there's like all the same people in every single one.
Alan Rickman plays
everyone.
We don't
know who is.
Yeah. Gary Oldman plays everybody.
Colin Firth.
Yeah. Colin Firth plays everyone. Yeah. So
it's been really fun. I just watched one today, and like I don't even remember. Oh, it was The Stranger today. And so,
nice.
Tell us about The Stranger.
Is that where you sit on? Is that where you sit on your hand and?
Like, you're so horny.
Somebody needs to
throw water on Mike. I need to preface this for everybody. I never put in any of the rules that it had to be what Mike wants.
I should just say for the record that mine is not horny at all. I'm just being a fucking idiot.
I don't believe him.
I'm just
I don't believe him. I think he's changing things on the fly.
Emily, what is this? Yeah. What is The Stranger about?
The Stranger is about like this guy whose wife goes missing his wife goes missing, and this like lady shows up and is like has this secret that she just sort of drops on him and then runs away, and then like a whole bunch of other people go missing, and then this lady's like dropping in on people and telling them secrets, and then she's blackmailing other people, and you're like, don't really know what's
Holy
going
shit.
On
they fit all
and,
that in a miniseries.
It's awesome.
Yeah. It's eight episodes of just being like, what's happening, where's this guy's wife, how's this all connected? Yeah.
It's Gone Boy.
Gone Boy.
Is it BBC stuff?
Is what?
Is it BBC stuff? Like from
BritBox?
I think it's like
Acorn TV.
It's a Netflix exclusive. So I don't know if it was produced by BBC and then bought by Netflix, or if Netflix like
they love the British.
Originally did it, or if this is how like, you know, the CBC did Schitt's Creek and then it got bought by Netflix, or now it's Netflix Presents. I don't know. But it's the algorithm like went pew pew and it got me, and that's all I've been doing for the last like week.
Yeah, I caught up on a ton of Netflix has a great like 3-episode docs.
Yeah.
Wade Wilson? So many. Yeah.
Yeah.
Watched so many of them, and they're great. I love that shit.
Yeah, the Tylenol killer or whatever that is.
Yeah, that one's really good. One's really good, man. Yeah. That one's really good.
You were right back to it. I love crime. True crime.
Those ones are my favorite because it's like
doing crime.
It happened that happened in the 80s and they still have no idea how.
Yeah.
No idea who did it.
Yeah.
No idea why. Like that to me is always more fascinating because I'm like they'll probably never know at this point. Like
Emily, for listener, what's it on par with? Like, what is it parallel to?
It's like it's all other British stuff. Like,
Doctor
any
Who?
Of the things with like David Tennant, like where he does those like short series that are mysteries. Like,
Teacher,
the one with the piano teacher in the basement.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Didn't he have a show where he played like a detective
for like 3 seasons?
Yeah. It was like
So it's in that vein. It's just like it's all very and like Harlan Coben seems to really have a thing
David
for like ancestry and adoption and like so he a lot of it has like. Twists about like, oh, your real father or your real brother or whatever.
Love it.
Yeah. And a lot of like, and there's always some sort of high school like drama in there. So like high school kids doing something like, you know, and then they're all promising, never tell anyone, we swear. And like, that's, you know, those kind of things. So it's all very dramatic.
I was just gonna say, yeah.
But it's very fun.
It's British Euphoria.
How many
strangers would you make Mike give himself for this?
There you go. I like that one.
Would I be starting. Bribing or blackmailing him? Or is
to blackmail.
I'm sitting on my hand as I speak.
I'm going to say it's like 7 twisty cliffhangers out of 10.
Nice.
Like they're really good. They're enjoyable. They're formulaic. They're predictable. Predictable in the sense that
you can
enjoy will always be a twist and you'll always be like,
But it's awesome.
You look
if
forward to it.
I was just gonna say, but they know what they're doing.
We're here for it.
Yeah.
We're here all year.
They know what
super
they're
enjoyable.
Doing.
I very rarely have I put on the beginning of one of these and found myself turning it off before the like full 8 episodes are over.
Nice.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
I'm actually ambidextrous, so it feels like a close personal friend is doing it.
Wow, you were sitting on that one for a minute.
Sorry.
Literally sitting on it.
I'm sorry for turning this into an X-rated show.
Yeah, that's what you
mean. It'll just be called Do You Give Yourself a Stranger?
Yeah. The Stranger with instructions.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I have had a January of
Mike, you've been watching a lot.
We'll give you maybe two.
I'll give you one because it's a fucking Monday.
Can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
Rock better with hair?
Yeah.
Boom.
You're right.
I'm telling you, man.
Dude, your math checks out.
I'm telling you. If they put hair on him and put him in a Jumanji, I might care.
Well, okay.
You can't take Jumanji out.
Are you Jumanjiing in?
He could do it in or do it out.
Are you Jumanjiing in Jumanji, though?
Oh.
Emily, have you seen this SNL sketch?
Oh, it's so good.
No, but I haven't.
Emily,
I will send it to you.
I will send it to you.
Yeah.
I never really watched. SNL's on too late at night for me, and then I have to go find it.
Right.
Watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
They just give the best parts of every episode,
that's
and they're
true.
Like, here, watch this skit. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Now that we've talked about it, my phone will pop it up for me when we're done. So.
We got her.
She's too much.
Out
of everything you've been watching, has it been more comedy, more dramas?
It's everything.
You're doing the Oscar run, right?
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get it in early so there's no anxiety in the end of February. And I'm like, oh, God, there's 42 hours of television and movies I have to fucking watch. Well, just movies. But okay. What I really liked is Mel Brooks, The 99-Year-Old Man.
All right.
That's the doc?
That's the doc that came out like 2 days ago.
I can't wait to see it. Yeah. I had no idea they even made it. That's awesome.
You know, I left that day and I went golfing after, like virtual golfing. I'm telling you guys, I was on fucking fire. Like everything that came out of my mouth was. Because of Mel. Like Mel just turned me on and it wasn't just Mel. It was Carl. It was Rob. It was so sad to see Rob. Like it's fucking Barry Levinson for fuck's sakes. It's Sid Caesar. Like,
did they know? Do they mention Spaceball 2 at all? Like,
did they know?
The last, more money.
Yeah.
It's the last half of the movie.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Like
that's incredible.
The whole casting of it, like Daphne Zynga's in it. Like,
oh, awesome!
Everybody's in the documentary.
Yeah, well, he's one of the big. I mean, Yeah, he's one. I'd say he's probably the biggest thing.
He's just plain yogurt.
You know. You know, baby. You know.
There's so many things about him that I didn't know. I forget, right? Like, I forget that he was in the silent movies. I forget that he
spoofed.
You forget that he's 100 years old.
He spoofed the silent. One of his first spoofs was silent movie.
Well, I was telling Jimmy about
spoofing all that shit.
How everybody in the silent movie is silent except Marcel.
That's
who picks
right.
the phone up and says
That's
hello.
Right. That's right.
It's
yeah.
so funny.
Young Frankenstein.
Young
Who spoofs Frankenstein, but he did.
Dude, David Lynch is in the documentary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. yeah
and
yeah.
it's like, he called him up. After he saw Eraserhead, and he
oh,
called
yeah,
him up,
yeah,
and he
yeah.
was like, "You are an insane man.
Yeah.
I love you. Please come over and make this movie."
Amazing.
And that's why you have The Elephant Man directed by David Lynch. Like,
really?
It is just the two of them having the loveliest time. But the thing that I fell in love with the most was, and it will warm the cockles of your heart, is after Anne Bancroft died, his wife,
mm-hmm.
everybody was like, the glass broke and he's going to go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Carl Reiner, until Carl Reiner passed away. And you find this out on an episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry pulls up at Carl Reiner's house and you're like, whose house is this? They go in.
Soul.
In the back room is Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks eating soup, watching Jeopardy.
Oh, fuck. That's
they
funny.
Refuse to go to get coffee.
Yeah, of they course they do.
They made Jerry bring deli sandwiches from fucking Bernstein's or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's Winnipeg, sorry. From Katz's. To the house to do the interview.
Yeah.
Every day after Bancroft died, Mel goes to Carl Reiner's house. They have dinner.
Oh, that's
they
nice.
Watch Jeopardy. He goes home. Every goddamn
that's awesome.
Day.
That's awesome.
And you're just like, nothing like that really exists anymore, either in Hollywood or in life. Like, it's.
We can get soup, man.
I know.
you and me.
Well, it's just nice. It's. I get what you're saying, especially right now.
You guys
it's
never
so
invite me for sandwiches. That's what Drew Mike did last week.
It's just nice to know that there are real. Amazing, like that is a true bond.
Oh, they
like any other, and these guys are so rich and so famous and could be busy that they're the one guys that you would think, how do they keep in touch? But they do, right? Because that's
they don't want to do anything else.
They have the same mindset.
Yeah,
we can make them do what we want.
I love Jeopardy.
It's a perfect documentary.
I love soup.
It's young Mel, then it's Mel to Hollywood, and then it starts to be young Frankenstein.
Have you
History of the World Part 1?
Have you seen Jiminy Glick interview Mel?
No.
Jesus
oh
Christ.
My God, it's one of the funniest things you'll ever
see.
It should
be illegal.
Mel, it's one of the few things Mel can't keep it together. He's losing his mind with him because, you know, Martin Short's nuts. But it's one of the few times you see Mel being like looking at their producers. Okay.
How
okay.
am I supposed to?
Yeah. yeah.
Oh, they
yeah,
dude,
it's
they go,
amazing.
They go hard in the paint on the producers. Like, if,
yeah.
There's like a good 30 minutes in the 2 hours that it's all
Larry
producers.
David's idol was Mel Brooks. He did a spoof of the producers on one of the seasons of Curb. Mel wants to be rid of the producers. He's sick of it. He doesn't want it. So he casts Larry David as Mac Bialenstock. Assuming it's going to do terrible, and they do a producers within a producers.
And then it crushes,
it's a huge hit. They want to put it on for another 10 years, and it's one of the last performances of his wife.
You want to talk
wow.
about a
yeah.
huge, huge
yeah.
hit? They, like, it the hits that he took for Springtime for
Hitler. One of my faves.
And just, like, everybody's like, the fact that he is using the Holocaust for humor, and it's like, you fucking moron, you're not paying attention to what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it is the smartest,
it's
quickest,
poetic.
Sharpest, poetic humor. And, like, just his ability. Like, I could go on and on.
Claudia gets
Watch.
Mad at me because I will yell from the upstairs, Alexa, play Springtime for Hitler. And it does it. It does it. But she's like, what the fuck is our algorithm going to be? I'm like, we'll either be in trouble or we won't. Oh.
Oh, whoa, shit.
I didn't.
No, that's Mr. Right. Brightside.
Yeah, that's all right.
Mr. Brightside just came on, Emily.
You're going to get copyrighted.
I'm so
Alexa,
sorry.
Shut up.
So sorry.
That's hilarious.
Dude, I was watching a movie and they said it, and mine was like, I can't do this right now. I'm like, what the
I didn't ask for a fucking
command. Voice. I didn't know you listened to any voice.
It's on Crave. It's
yeah,
on HBO.
It was just mine too, and then Zoe talked to it.
It's a 5 out of 5 for me.
Yeah. It's on Crave?
It's on Crave, yeah. Okay. Judd Apatow.
Oh, that's his idol too.
It's the whole
Mel's his idol for sure.
And like, I got to end it with this. Like, he says, out of all of the lines that I've ever gotten a laugh out of, It was one recently where he was on a tour and people were asking him questions, and some lady in the audience was like, "Mr. Brooks, is it boxers or briefs?" And he looks over into the audience and goes, "Depends."
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Right? And you're just like, quintessential Mel.
He's just, and it's wild that he's 99 and he's still just...
A
99. Yeah,
still witty as shit.
Like,
still
coming out of his cage. He's doing
just fine. Got it. There we go.
Yeah,
now
they knew.
Anyways, that's what I mean.
Amazing.
Go to my letterbox if you want to see how many things I put down. I put down two movies a month.
Making me hustle.
Two
that's
movies
why I'm
a week this month. It's insane.
We got to do the
this
Oscar
weekend
watches.
Was one of the most I watched just because I did nerdy stuff. So really. And some of it was so, when I looked and I was like, I wasted time on these.
You know what? I'll give you something without any description. Everybody should watch All Her Fault. If you haven't yet, you should.
All Her Fault. That's the Rose Byrne?
That's Sarah Snook and Dakota Fanning.
Okay.
If you're on a Fanning
All
run.
All Her Fault. Okay, I do want to see the Rose, but that one is like, I'd kick you if I had legs.
Emily, for you, you like the mystery and the,
really
and the thriller and all that stuff. It's a miniseries, so you're one and done. It's 8 episodes.
Beautiful.
Sarah Snook. Yeah,
and it's called It's All Her Fault.
All Her Fault.
And you love it.
There is so much great. I know.
Got him.
I
had to sneak one in.
I know.
He loves it because it's her.
I know. And if we can, for like, I mean, before we get
into sorry, Emily's life, hey?
That's okay.
Well, actually, I was going to say that earlier. But it's on me. I don't know if I want to get that close to it. So it's like that episode of Black Mirror where the, like, you know, she's watching, Annie's watching the show that's about her.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
I just want to say, I mean, there's a couple things. There's one thing I want to mention about a Twitter fight I got, or a thread fight that I got into.
Yeah.
You're getting into fights on the internet?
Yeah, but it was about movies. It wasn't like, I don't dip, I stayed in my lane.
ICE is right. Just kidding. That can be edited. That's how it opens.
That's my TikTok feed. No.
He's so horny.
So I made a comment about how Avatar could be nominated. Like, I genuinely was like, correct me if I'm wrong. And this was on my page, not on our page, because I didn't want to embarrass all of you. I was like, I'm willing to embarrass myself.
I thought you had a point, though.
But I was like, I didn't hear about any costume work done on this movie whatsoever, right?
No, you see the dots and you see the green.
That's what I mean. Aren't they all wearing body motion suits?
Like, no, none of the...
some of them are in costume.
There are pieces. There are head... There's stuff, right? I'll put the link in the show.
But enough, it's still racist.
But enough that it's the best?
All I'm saying is, like, I posted...
out of all the movies that came out?
And yeah, some...
no fucking...
some bullshit.
Some guy was like, dude, you should delete this before you get called out. You're gonna look so stupid.
I made the costumes for
I look
it,
stupid like. Every day.
I was like, okay, little do you fucking
I do
know,
love
buddy.
That
but like so whatever someone Mason James Cole author
you're
no.
just calling him out
I'm just calling him. Yeah, hang on.
Where does he live?
Hang on. Geek and Artistry Bookish. Geek
yeah,
underscore
get
and
a Mike
underscore artistry and score bookish. He does.
F you.
He does call me out.
You're the worst.
But hang on. Then Kieran McGrogan 18 says he said feel free to correct him. You don't have to be a douche about it.
And I was like, nice.
Thank you.
That's threads,
that's
baby.
Nice.
So then I responded.
That is nice.
With,
you don't have that at all online anymore.
Well, yeah,
be more like let's kill him.
Threads is nice for that.
Here's what I snapped back. I was like, that's the great thing about the internet. I can be wrong and he can be a douche all in the same place. Same time, ask me if I give a fuck. Looks like someone doesn't know how to offer any grace to the world. I bet you don't have the balls to look wrong out here in the wild west of online trolling. For a moment, he could have pointed me in the right direction, but instead wanted to be a dick. His loss, because I'll be talking about it on the show this week. Subscribe so you can hear all about it.
Did you plug it?
Genius.
So genius. So that happened, and that was kind of a highlight. And then, like, Kelly. Shauna's friend Kelly was like, dude, man, you're getting fucking feisty. I was commenting on Winnipeg Wilden 2. I was like, why are you guys talking about new shit when you just posted some dude dressed as the Grinch in the middle of Route 90? You can't be fucking making memes 100%. And also doing the news at the same time.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I agree.
Pick one.
You
pick
can't hawk shit jewelry and then be like, a man was killed by Winnipeg police.
Thank you. Like, that's all my point was.
Right. I go to Winnipeg Wilding literally, even what it's called, to see just the stupid shit people are doing.
I'm not here
that
it's like arson hits the exchange. That's not your lane.
Emily, what are your thoughts on this?
Hey, what was your actual argument that you had on I missed that part. So
on Wilden?
What about costumes? No.
Oh, okay. No, my argument was...
Avatar's nominated... it got nominated an Oscar for Best Costuming.
It did. Yeah. But I said, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think the six dots on someone's face count for a costume.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then someone was like, here's the link to the costume people. I'll let them explain it. And I was like, thank you. Like,
That's great.
I said what I meant. Like,
send me this link.
I will.
Send me this.
If I'm not blown away by these costumes,
I agree.
No, they're pretty impressive, actually.
I'll be very
like their headpieces.
Sure.
And better than Frankenstein?
No. anyways, so that was that.
Yeah. So you were willing to be wrong.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I love
that. You got what you wanted. Everyone got what they wanted. That guy wanted to fight. You wanted to fight that guy. Everybody was right.
We're proud of you.
And in the end, you plugged the show, which is great.
Yeah,
that's the best part, because if I was that guy, I'd be like, ooh, I'm going to fuck this guy up, blah, blah, blah. And then when I'd see that, I'd be like, okay, now he fucked me.
I feel like because it's just like in the end, appropriately use the resources at your disposal.
Yeah.
Encourage
him to leave a voicemail.
Hang on. You know what? Dude, if you're listening, because I'll tag you in this. If you're listening right now, I don't hate you. I don't hold any ill will. I'm sure you do, but I don't.
No, it's good.
This is probably not helping, but in short,
Avatar sucks.
Just when people ask questions on the internet, it's not a license to be a sarcastic dickbag.
Why are you bootlicking for Avatar?
You asked it in a sarcastic way, Mike.
Leave James Cameron alone.
You did. You wanted to fight.
Yeah, you get it.
What are you talking about?
I also agree.
This wasn't a dog whistle.
I also agreed with Mike when you posted that to us. I was like, that's a good fucking point, because when I saw it, I was like, guys, there were a lot of movies that came out that could have taken this. Why Avatar? Like, what happened here?
Yeah.
How much money did Cameron throw? Like,
that's ridiculous.
It's nice that there are costumes.
Yeah.
Or is it one of those that they're like, Sinners is definitely winning, or this one's winning, so yeah, Avatar,
I don't know what's gonna win.
A nominee.
That's kind of what
here's the throwaway.
Yeah, I think it's that.
I don't know what's going to win this year.
This is one of the first Oscars in a while that I'm actually like,
it's really
well done.
I'm excited to see the odds. I'm excited to do the odds.
Other than
so excited,
Shyamalan Ding, I'm just like, this is not bad.
Emily, though, I do want to take a minute before we get into it, because this will go fast, and then the rest of the evening we can all go back to being in our pajamas and whatnot.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just caught in a fucking microphone cable here. So
he's all worked up.
I showed this to Jimmy the other night, and I was like, I just wanted to put it out there.
Uh-oh.
That as much as we joke about how I hate women,
he does not.
If we can go back, if we can just go back to the Wicked episode about my complaints as to why I was perturbed by their marketing.
He's digging himself a deeper hole.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm just saying that a lot of people who are on the Oscars board who didn't vote for Wicked cited the weird marketing campaign as a reason they didn't want to.
Were these people women?
But who knows? They didn't out them like I'm. What?
But we all agreed last year was like, again, I personally think because ratings are still a thing that they're obsessed with an audience and blah blah blah. A lot of these seem to me to be like, is that someone being like, well, a lot of young people will tune in if Wicked, because Ariana Grande was great. Don't get me wrong, but Best Actress, what?
I'm also just saying.
What?
I'm not saying it takes anything
for
away.
Her. She did great. Great. But
I'm not saying that that takes anything away from the movie. I'm just saying how that can influence a person's opinion to give it awards, because that's the first taste you're getting.
Yeah, I know. I see what you mean.
I'm just saying, like, I'm one of those people who just said, I thought that stuff was weird, and it set me off from going and trying to enjoy a movie that is beloved by a lot of people. Emily, thoughts?
I guess I have a couple, but I'm jumbling them around. So I was going to say, you got to separate the art from like the campaign. But then I'm like, no, because you can't always separate the art from the artist.
I know, it's tough.
Doing something very weird. But then it's like, at what point does their marketing campaign become impressive again? Because you said people didn't vote for it, but there's Ariana Grande with the Best Actress award nomination. So, like, obviously they've done
well. No,
nothing.
they didn't nominate them. That's the thing.
This year they didn't.
Last year they did. This year they didn't. And it's
but again, it's part of it also too. They're like, yeah, we did this last year.
I don't know.
Just being honest.
Last year, right? Like,
it did. Yeah.
And Wicked.
But
yeah.
Like, even
yeah,
look,
yeah.
But even look at like Lord of the Rings, right? It like. Love it. It's great. I don't think Return of the King is the best in the series.
It's Two Towers.
But according to the Oscars.
It is Two Towers.
But according to the Oscars,
it
is.
Yeah, it's Two
but
Towers.
But was that their way of being like, dang it, this is Peter's last
bias.
Chance to win by
it's decimation
this
of
movie.
Smog?
Part two.
Yeah.
Not part one. Emily, I know what you're like. I just wanted to bring it up that I thought that was interesting because
other people hate women too.
Other people hate women too.
Yes, one battle after another.
Thank you very much. I feel like Sean Penn. Okay, right now.
The reason why we do joke about it so much, listener,
yeah,
is because
you. Can you
take
me out of this
whole thing of how Mike actually is. Mike loves women. He's married to one.
I have my boss is a woman.
His boss, oh, that's my favorite one. That's my favorite one. Oh, I like Bobby.
Hey, listen, honestly, truthfully, there is a women in United Construction Group, and I'm an ally. They asked me to be an ally. They sent me an email. They're like, "Are you?" And I was like, "I'll be an ally. I don't
believe that counts, right?
Like, whatever you, if you're asking for allies, I have no problem being an ally for a group of women in a
just as long as it's nothing more than an email. I'm in.
Why do I feel like I'm the guy? Why do I feel like I'm the white person saying I'm not racist?
That's what it
I
is.
I feel like I'm fucking dancing.
I have black
here.
Friends.
Can we talk about movies again? Let's move on. Yeah. What fucking Emily? What time is it?
Hold on. Clap it.
None of that went his way.
Yo, Jimmy, what time is it? Charles, what time is it?
What time is it, Mike?
Debate time.
Debate time.
Debate time.
At my signal, unleash hell. Push it. Don't push it. I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein. Give me a fat beat to beat my buddy chest.
I know what kind of guy you are. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day, me doggy? Or are you gonna bite? What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't catch you. Could you repeat it?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Jimmy, please lay down the rules. Give them another little bump of what they're about to experience.
All we're really looking for today is open. We are looking for a Where Are They Now for a teen heartthrob that you loved. And I think I'll start it off with my very, you know, maybe it's controversial, but I'm going with Freddie Prinze Jr. from the Scooby-Doo movies.
Ooh,
I'm going with Fred
nice.
Jones. They were definitely in their 20s at the time, but I think they were playing teens.
But that's standard.
Wait, you're going with him specifically with that as his like origin as a heartthrob?
Yes.
It's Fred.
Well, I mean, he was always one.
Okay. No, I just want to clarify. Okay, go ahead.
Listen, I was 10. When that movie came out, okay? I'm sorry that the rest of you weren't. Anyways.
Oh, my God.
So I've decided to take mine in a way where it's the Scooby-Doo gang, but it's been merged with True Detective.
Shaggy and Scooby
and so,
crackheads.
Fred is he is Woody Harrelson's character.
Oh my God, amazing.
Matthew Lillard, also teen heartthrob.
Ooh.
So Quentin's out.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's obviously Rust Cole, Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, I love it.
And then I guess that makes Alexandria Daddario Velma, and then Woody's wife is
Michelle Monaghan.
Michelle Monaghan, yeah.
Monaghan. Michelle Monaghan.
Thank you.
Monaghan.
Yeah.
Thank you, my
White
man.
White Lotus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mission Impossible 3. Oh, you
free
jinx, you owe me
free
a
enough,
coke.
Baby.
This is going great for me.
Holy shit, that was in unison.
That was great. That was great, baby.
Go on, Jimmy.
You know, okay.
Where does this story take
I'm so sorry.
Us? What
like,
is this?
Like, if you get the opportunity, you should kill yourself, Scoob. That's pretty much what my whole pitch is me doing Shaggy impressions, but as Rust Cole. Do you have any other Rust Cole lines you want to hear?
Oh my God, for sure.
Well, I know the one about this is like a memory of a dream of a town.
Could you just crush a beer right now?
And then Woody Harrelson's you got to stop fucking saying weird
shit
like that.
The
don't
best.
You just love
it's
that idea
best.
Of the mystery team getting older and getting so cynical and dark to the point? Because, you know, you can't solve amusement park crimes your whole life.
Right.
For no money.
That's
right.
True.
Right.
And what's next for a kid detective? is becoming a real detective.
Like a chiseled old...
I see Scooby being just like kind of like, what is it?
Like an old Doberman.
Mickey Rourke in Sin City. Like,
that's exactly it.
You fucking kids. Like he doesn't even go,
you fucking kids.
Yeah, like he's at this point,
he bites
he knows
now.
English. Like he at bites this point, now. At this point, he's fluent.
Yeah.
He's fluent. He's like, fuck you guys.
And, you know, since it's a few years later, he is actually played by a German Shepherd.
Okay. Yeah.
It's
that's
much worse.
I mean, I don't not like it, but like
a memory of a town, man.
I'm just thinking how much it's going to tarnish the entire.
There was never anything here but jungle.
Okay, here's my thing though, right? Like True Detective has.
Can't you see Rust Cole eating a big sandwich?
Or driving the mystery machine?
Oh, you know that's what they're called.
The two of them are like.
Sure.
No.
It's still a van. It's just more empty.
Emily, help me.
Spiral.
It's actually hilarious. I really, really enjoy that.
Just feed me lines.
I think it's like, you're right. It's like a natural progression, kind of.
It is. That's the argument you can't argue.
It has.
The darker it gets, like you become jaded.
Not everything's going to be property crime.
Okay, which one of them is going to cheat on their wife with a younger?
Oh, well, that's Woody Harrelson. That's Fred Jones.
That's Fred. Fred's a cheetah.
Fred is crushing ass the whole time. The show or whatever's going on.
Can you picture him as Woody though? He's kind
of
bald.
Of course.
A little bit. But,
but
he's
there's
doing
something
well.
About it. He's got that charisma still that women just love.
That's oh my right. God. He's ready. Okay, Emily, hang on. How about this? The spaghetti monster is a perfect Scooby-Doo monster.
Yeah.
Because that's the name of the guy in the first season.
Yeah.
The fucking green spaghetti face.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate this.
They
this
have
fucking
to,
works
they
so
have
well.
To end whatever, if it's a reunion episode or something, they have to end it too where they solve it. And it's like, I'd get away with it too if it wasn't for you damn adults.
And like you
can't say kids anymore.
Well, I can smell a psycho's fear, man.
Okay, hang on here. Okay,
that's so.
Here's
funny.
A line. I'm gonna feature a line. The concept of time is a flat circle. The illusion of self and the darkness of existence. Go.
The concept of time is a flat circle, Scoob.
What the fuck?
Like, is it lunchtime?
It would be like. Shaggy, it's not even Scooby Snacks. You're just smoking crack. Just stop it.
I'm
undercover, man.
He's calling crack Scooby Snacks. We all know it's crack.
I'm trying to find the shortest lines, but all of them are like fucking paragraphs.
Of course. And McConaughey wrote it.
Okay.
I feel very good about it.
All right. Life's barely long enough to get good at one thing, so be careful what you get good at. Go.
Life's barely good at...
Oh my god.
I'm very happy.
Okay, one more.
This turned out well.
Of course I'm dangerous. I'm police. I can do terrible things to people with impunity.
That sounds like a Woody line.
Nope,
that's a Rust.
That's
Cole
a Rust
line.
That's a line that he that's a line he feeds the two hookers in like the first or second episode.
Oh yeah.
When he's like, I can do whatever I want. Now sit down.
Dude, what happened? Like McConaughey must have changed after that.
Can you tell I've watched that fucking season probably 14 times?
I've only seen it the one time, but I remember it was like
season 4 is really good too.
So it is. Okay.
I didn't hate 2 as much as I.
No, 2 is good. It's Vince Vaughn.
Jimmy, any other points before?
No, I'm feeling happy.
I think that went well. I think we all kind of agree.
What's up with Velma and Daphne? Is there?
I don't. You know.
We don't need.
Which
to,
one's who yeah. again? Who's Rust?
Velma's Alexandria Daddario.
Okay.
And then Daphne is Michelle Monaghan.
Michelle Monaghan.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
I see that.
And I don't think we're. Yeah, everybody else is like subplot to the.
Because Matthew Lillard hooks up with Michelle Monaghan, who is now. Played by Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Holy shit.
This is getting.
Who's on first?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I think that's enough. Like, this isn't great. Hard science.
Okay, great.
I said Charles would go next.
Oh, man.
So, Charles, I believe.
Horn it up, buddy.
Charles, you started the week off with, I think, it was you were going back in time. Did you stick with that?
So, I kind of was trying to switch it up this morning because I was thinking about that. My whole argument with that, I interpreted the debate wrong. I didn't.
As
do
one
the
does.
Part,
wouldn't be real debaters if at
I
least
do,
one person didn't.
I we didn't do the part where are they now. I just did the argument of why my heartthrob was the best. I thought that's what we were arguing.
Okay. Between the three of us, we're going to figure out where he would be now
oh
on the fly.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This is how it works sometimes, listener.
I also thought, okay, I just got to throw this out there. I think we all... might have picked a man for a heartthrob, but I also had lady heartthrobs too.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So I had
yeah.
like
we're
so
gonna save
Topanga.
A little, yeah.
I was looking at Topanga. Topanga was one for sure.
Don't worry, because mine actually, you think it's about a boy heartthrob, but
I love it. I also, ooh. Does animation count?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I thought of,
dude,
oh,
this place
is
full of bullshit. Why do you think there's limits?
I hate that I can't remember her name. Emily will know, and it's killing me.
Okay.
Chew.
But the love interest in a Goofy movie.
Oh.
The son's love interest.
No, I don't remember her name, but I do. Oh. I know.
He plays the pop star to win her over.
The redhead, right?
Yeah, dude. I don't know what it was,
Jimmy,
but it's definitely into her.
I'm on it.
It's definitely into her.
Crossbreeding,
she was a heartthrob
for
me. She was a heartthrob for me.
She throbbed.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what? I get it. No. Cartoons. Well, cartoons were first, right?
Yeah.
If you think about it.
I guess you're right.
Rocks.
There's no girls my age who, if you said, who's the hottest cartoon character, they would, almost all of them would be, Robin Hood, the fox version.
Right. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Una Lolly.
That was so hot.
You're all depraved.
Una Lolly.
It's Roxanne, and the
Roxanne.
And the pop star is Powerline.
Powerline.
Because the kid who played Zero in Holes dressed as Powerline and won a Mortal Kombat tournament.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
So is that?
That is incredible.
Is it her or is it Topanga?
So it was, well, it was both. I mean, there's a lot, but Topanga and her came to the top for me of when I thought of heartthrob.
Okay.
But yeah, Guy, I picked Marty McFly. And when I thought the debate was who's the best heartthrob or who's, my argument was he was such a heartthrob that his own mom wanted to fuck him.
Wow. That is a hot take, brother.
You want to drop your mic and leave?
I think it's a very hot take.
You misunderstood the assignment, but
also,
I think you still
when
get a beat.
He got back to present time and everything was changed, would they not be freaked out that their son looks identical to Calvin Klein and he's not a fashion person?
You know,
as somebody who is semi in control,
maybe Calvin Klein wasn't born.
Oh, he's got a semi. All
right, I got a semi right now. No, as someone who's in semi control of this, I think by the end of this, we're going to do two things. We're going to give a point. Someone's going to win for the hunkiest heartthrob, because I think Charles deserves something.
Teen Wolf too.
And then someone's going to win for the debate.
So just Michael J. Fox now is my heartthrob.
So
secret of my success, man. Tell me that's not,
Somebody said it. I can't remember who said the joke, but somebody said this is the timeline now that we live in where Marty McFly had sex with his mom.
Oh my God.
And that set us on a course.
One of my favorite things.
Oh, that broke the universe?
It did. Yeah.
Well, and there was another.
That's our timeline that he went back to.
That's the. Okay.
Yeah.
I think it might have been
his
face.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's weird.
So think about that.
Ben Schwartz, I think, might have. Or no, I think it might have been Adam Scott, but somebody was like, just think of how good you are at pitching a movie where it was the 80s and you basically pitched a movie where this dude goes back in time to fuck his mom. And everyone was like, yeah. But there's a DeLorean, right?
We're going to go back in
DeLorean.
Yeah.
Okay, so Marty McFly, because his mom wanted to fuck him, hunky. I get it.
That was my debate then, but where is he now?
What do you think?
I think
he's in an actual 2015.
So in an actual...
You're with the rest of us. He screwed up the timeline.
He's driving the DeLorean.
He's my neighbor.
He's still driving the DeLorean. It does not work. It doesn't time travel.
Of course not.
And no one thinks it's cool.
So now it's just a hunk
of
junk.
No one thinks it's cool. But he thinks it's cool. And then when he's at his lowest... Doc shows up because somehow he's still alive.
Jesus Christ.
And it's about your kids again, Marty.
They're inbred.
Oh my God. They're bringing in more of their own kids.
Marty, there's this guy named Epstein.
And this is in my face.
can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
I am at
Epstein. We're going to get to the island, Marty.
You know, we're never going to get it. We're not getting a sponsor.
Probably not. I mean, where they tell us that we got to do a lot of different shit. What is it?
I'll delete your whole catalog.
Yeah, I'll make some concessions.
Some concessions.
I'll take some words out.
Oh, my God.
No, my question, though, is Marty like Joey from Friends, where he's got all the Lamborghini gear?
Yeah.
Sitting next to the Lamborghini.
No, it's Porsche.
For Porsche.
It's
Porsche.
Porsche.
Yeah. It's just the box. Yes. Yeah.
It's Porsche.
It's
your
Porsche.
Yeah. Right. He's like, I used to time travel, and then some kid throws a football and he lands on it. It's all boxes. Yeah. And then Doc shows up.
I can't. Yeah, because
think Marty would be. I hope Marty would be killing it. And I think he learned enough too to hit his kids or do whatever you need to do to make sure they don't end up that way.
Yeah.
But I think he'd be doing good. I think he would own some sort of. He would be beating Musk at technology to just in spite.
Interesting.
This is Marty?
Yeah.
He'd have stocks in Nike.
If we ever had a chance of having a good billionaire. Marty, and he would do things people say things Elon Musk has this much money, he could do this, and this country would be cured of this, famine.
Marty would be like,
I'll do that too. I'll do it right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Because a chicken. No one calls him a chicken, so everyone would know, hey, if you need some money and he doesn't want to give it to you, just be like, because you're chicken? And he'll be like,
Marty becomes a billionaire.
Yeah. Because
he had the book. He had the book.
Yeah.
He took the book
also,
back.
Also, I feel
Biff.
Like he hung out enough with Doc to justify it not being creepy that he learned and invented.
He needed a sports book to know never to bet on the Leafs.
Some people like to learn the hard way.
That's what Biff would do. Biff would steal the book.
He needed the sports
almanac.
And just to
be like, oh.
Now the Leafs never win again?
2088.
Emily, final thoughts? Okay, I get it.
Yeah, it's okay. I get an A. I'll get an E for effort.
You might win best hunk. You're not gonna win.
Yeah,
best
no,
that's
okay.
Fiction.
That's okay.
But
that's okay.
Fine. All right, Emily.
I'll take that.
The floor is yours.
All right. So when I was immediately like hunks for my childhood, obviously, if you've like ever listened to me talk about anything, it's Devon Sawa, like through and through. Right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Wild America.
But also, he goes on to do other things, and so like. As a Hollywood hunk, like in real life, Devon Sawa was actually pretty freaking awesome. Like he made all these like cute movies. He like grew up with us. We were the
Little
same
Giants.
Age, and like all of them, not Jimmy, but the rest of us.
I grew up with him.
He grew up with him now.
I was his son.
So he was like cute when he was little, and then he was in Now and Then, and he was like super hot.
Oh yeah,
and, like,
he is
was
in that.
Little, and, but we were like a little older, and Christina Ricci was a little older, and like the whole thing just kind of made sense. Anyway, so in real life, he kind of like went the way of lots of child stars, right? Where he like got into alcohol and drugs and stuff like that. But then he got sober and he got married, and now he's just like married and has kids and
loves
a wife
baseball.
And it's really cool. And he like took all that time off, and now he's back to making movies and stuff like that. And like he's back in Chucky,
good
right?
movies.
And stuff.
RDJ.
So like, so in real
Hunter,
life,
Hunter.
He's also like, you know, where did they end up? Like 10 out of 10, but. That's not the point of this, Charles. The point of
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
Oh, So Devon Sawa, he's Casper, right? He meets Christina Ricci, their children. It's great. He becomes a real boy. They fall in love. It's amazing. That's where it kind of ends, but not really. So at some point in this, Christina Ricci, she knows her dad has the capacity to like make people into humans again. So they just kind of like go through the whole thing.
Life.
They figure it out. He becomes human. It's awesome. They become actors together because, like, he doesn't have a job and she's an only child and her dad's kind of weird.
He's a
dead
boy.
So anyway, they end up starring in Now and Then, which is great. And they're so cute together. Everyone falls in love with them. But then something terrible happens and they realize that this is only temporary. And so Devon Sawa dies again. Which is really sad for Christina Ricci. Because like he's the love of her life, so she kind of goes on all throughout the like 90s and 2000s and stuff making movies, and then all of a sudden Devon Sawa pops back up and he's like, whoa, I'm ready to start making movies again. And she's like, how is this possible? I thought you were a ghost. So she enrolls as a teacher at Nevermore Academy, where she's Wednesday. And her backstory actually there is she's trying to figure out like the magic behind like why he died and came back. And, like, is there anything that she can do to make it kind of, like, more permanent?
Satan.
And in the meantime, she develops this really weird relationship with that, like, monster teenager guy because, like, she's kind of stuck in that time frame of, like, her love, right? It was a teenager.
Right.
Yeah. She has
monsters
a type.
Are hot.
That's where they're at now. So Devon Sawa is currently
life.
Living his best life, trying to get back into film. And Christina Ricci's practicing magic, trying to see if she can get him back.
Devon Sawa was living his best life trying to cross the mortal plane.
And Christina Ricci is just trying to figure out, like, can she get him here permanently?
She needs a body to put him in.
Yeah.
Charles?
Put him in Leo DiCaprio's body.
Charles?
Perfect.
I would just...
She likes teenagers, not him, so it doesn't work.
Right.
Charles, that's how you do it, Charles.
I know.
I want to be clear that although... the real people and character people were completely convoluted in this version of my story that in real life, currently right now, Devon Sawa is awesome, married, making shows, and as far as I know, Christina Ricci has never had an inappropriate relationship with any children. So those things are, you know, we're
Yellow Jackets,
realities
man.
Here.
That's excellent news.
This fuck, you know what?
If those are extra points, I get them too.
The whole time you were talking, Emily, and the layers, it would go a layer and another layer. I literally was like, wow, Martin would be so proud right
he
now.
Would he would be very impressed.
He would be so proud. Be.
That is a Martin debate.
It was. The mic drop at the end as well.
Yeah.
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 Very Martin.
Well done.
I don't know if it's the Zoom,
what's
but it's
really
working.
Key to this theory is never tying the two realities together in a coherent way. Because,
don't cross
like,
the
no
streams.
Pull apart. It's never fuck. Made sense. It's not going to make sense. Stop thinking about it.
Yeah. Right. It's fan fiction. It right. ends with fiction.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But maybe reality, but mostly fiction, but some reality. Yeah. Stop thinking about it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, just enjoy it.
Shut the fuck up. So he can fuck his mom.
I love it. I loved how you took it off the screen and put it into real life. And then
oh my god,
it back.
Was like, that's yeah. what I said. I was like, fuck. Oh wow, she's got another great layer here.
Yeah, I don't want. I don't want to go last. Now.
It was great.
All right,
you at least did it.
I thought I did.
There's a kid who got an F before you, so your
dude,
F doesn't even matter.
I love. I you know what the it's one of two things. It's either we spend 20 minutes on writing these, or you do them on the fly. Either way, we're fucking awesome.
I did mine on the McFly, and I thought it was okay. But again, I interpreted.
You just won it just with that pun. The whole
to.
Day.
You just, so you just said fly. I'm like, how do I do?
Just pull the van.
Is that on your on?
It's on my on. I'm on my on, everybody.
Can we get a sponsor with on?
Yeah, this
watch tips.
This portion of
we
the
don't
debate.
Know who you are, but yeah. We love this little guy.
Oh, and period. I'm using an on tablet to read off this. On wherever you are, get on the show.
Exclusively
on,
Walmart, most
on.
Likely.
It ain't off.
That's
right, baby.
I told you guys I originally was going to go with Ralph Macchio. I was going to pick.
Oh yeah, that's
that,
right.
The 30,
Cousin Vinny, Karate Kid.
Well, technically the 30-year-old teen, right?
Yeah,
yeah, like, that's right.
I thought
right.
that was going to be kind of funny.
The ageless,
the Johnny Pemberton of his time.
Yeah, very much so.
Because what in Cobra Kai, he's like what 35?
Yeah.
36
ish,
right?
No,
in Hollywood.
He's gotta be
I'm
older
kidding.
Than
no,
that.
He's got to be way older than that.
Yeah, yeah,
that would be ridiculous.
So
he's like 70.
Right.
Too old.
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be I funny to anything. Take his character from My Cousin Vinny, and then I was like, "There's not enough here." So then I was like, "What did I obsess over as a kid?
Why am I so horny?
What did I? Why am I so horny
karate.
Today?" And you know what? The answer came to me: Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Oh right, Zach Morris.
Yeah,
Zach fucking Morris.
Yeah.
I watched. I told this to Jimmy.
Dead
I said,
Man
I,
on Campus.
I didn't. I didn't even watch that. I watched
oh, great.
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah,
I watched Saved by the Bell. Like the
Hawaii,
the summer years,
the Hawaii special, and then the college years, which
the college
is
years. Yeah, which
and
Screech.
Zach, I think.
And then they had that long haired dude who was like their room aide or whatever.
Yes.
That would, like,
oh,
hang, yeah.
It was so bad. It was
Mario
so,
Lopez
they tried.
Was not her.
They yeah. kept trying to do it without like it's like. The best comparison is like taking Michael Scott out of the office and being like, we can still do this.
Yeah,
and it's like, no.
You took
no.
the spine out.
The whole reason yeah, why
the
show worked was they were in school. And like, if they got too old, then it's just they graduate.
Yeah.
And it ends. Come on.
So I was like, fuck
you're not
it.
Saved by the Bell anymore.
Yeah. Like they're at
that's
college
over.
And they're like, oh man, I'm going to be late again. It's like, dude.
This is the real world. There's nothing yeah, to save you.
For 15 years, you're the late kid. I think that's you now.
So.
And you had timeouts.
Slater beat the shit out of you, and you still don't
he
get
really
it.
He really did.
Yeah.
So
that
it's
was the
kind
best
of
thing that ever happened to him.
It's going to be a graphic novel. It's going
oh,
to
be
a short graphic
graphic
novel.
Oh my god!
It's going to be like a 4 or 5 issue series kind of thing, right? Like just a bunch of funny, different, oddball stories.
You
from
made
all the
a whole new
characters.
Show.
I kind of thought it'd be fun. So it's like 20 years later.
Whoa!
Right, and we're like, where did this Mr. I Can Freeze Time go? Where did this motherfucker end
right.
up? Right,
with his giant cell phone.
He like peaked in high school.
Yeah,
did that cell phone still work?
Yeah,
20
man.
Years like did
you
right,
know
he's
right?
still trying to use
like,
it?
Is he still
you
trying to rock
he
it?
He's like, they don't even have SIM cards anymore. He's like, no, but I need a SIM card.
Well,
because
he's
guys...
living in that time.
Right,
he is. He's stuck
best.
In that time. Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
what was
you guys
Zach,
have a landline? You can check my.
What was Zach good at? Zach was good at talking to you. Zach broke time to have a one-on-one moment with you.
Making
so
women feel bad.
What in, yeah. What in today's... really. But what in today's society would Zach be perfect at? He'd be a fucking influencer.
Oh my God, he would.
He'd be a social
oh
media
he doesn't
influencer.
Know how to do anything else.
He doesn't hey, know gang. How to do anything else, right?
It's Zach Morris again.
He can freeze time forever.
Right.
Now, what does he do
right.
with these skills?
Right.
Crypto, he sells crypto.
No.
Saved by the crypto.
Worse. He sells inspiration.
No. Oh, God. What is he, like a life coach?
Yeah.
Ew.
And he's been hired by Mr. Belding to come back.
Mr. Belding's alive.
Mr. Belding's still alive.
How's Screech doing?
Screech is a teacher's aide.
Oh, okay.
And Slater is the gym teacher. Makes perfect sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a mean gym.
And what
teacher.
We have is we have... We have Zach coming back, and Slater's always heard that he did this, and he's always been like, man, this is greasy. Preppy's a greaseball. Like, I don't want him coming back here and influencing these kids with this new age. Like, think of what's that dude from Romania, the one we all hated? The fucking
Andrew Tate?
Yeah, Andrew Tate.
Yes.
Kind of not manosphere-ish.
I hate that I knew that.
But
see, I really do.
Hey, that guy.
You know. I just watched Adolescence, and it came up. That's
not on you.
That's my excuse.
On you. That's on Stephen Graham. But
yeah,
just think of that personality. So he comes back. Belding is completely under Zach's spell because he's frozen time and convinced
he's dying.
Him. He's dying. Obviously, he's
90, on his way out.
Right?
He's got to be on his way out.
Can't hear shit. Whatever.
Yeah.
Screech has bought into it. He's got all of his DVDs, all of his tapes. Like he's like a Tony Robbins, right?
Yeah.
So he's waiting for Zach to come back. Zach sneaks into the auditorium before everybody's there, freezes time, and starts to give his bullshit message to the kids, right?
And he freezes time.
And he freezes time to do it. Slater comes in and catches him.
Beats the shit out of him.
And now for the rest of this like 4 graphic novel series is Slater and Zach going at it. Slater's trying to keep Zach away from the kids because he's like, these are good kids. They don't need to be hearing this stuff,
right?
And Zach's like, I just need to get paid, buddy.
Oh, my God.
It's all about the hustle.
This is for charity.
Right?
That's
whatever
so
it is.
Funny.
Right? And then Kelly hears about it at the end of the book. Kelly hears about it, and she's like, that's not like the Zach I fell in love with. To be continued. That's my fucking fanfic.
So she really did. She kicked the caffeine pills?
That was Jesse.
That was Jesse.
Right.
That's one of my favorite episodes.
Right?
But Jimmy, I saw
Mama. What are you doing, Mama, with those pills?
I think I saw it when it was like 10 and it fucked me up. Like, I was like
who's doing caffeine pills?
I didn't even understand what it was, but all I knew was Jesse almost died from trying to stay up
to
study.
Now,
so I couldn't do it.
We got a little bit of time here if you're okay with this.
Yeah.
I do have a scene. Okay. Prepared a scene.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So,
would you want us to read it with you? Are you
like
parts?
A table
no,
read?
Well, okay. Okay. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Let's do that. Okay.
I'll be Shaggy.
So, no. Okay. So, Emily.
I'll be Mr. Belding.
Emily, you're Slater.
Okay.
Charles, you're Zach.
Oh, no. Okay.
And Jimmy, I'll call on you when I need you.
Oh, no.
I'm going to do sound effects.
Shaggy.
You're going to do sound
you're
effects.
Shaggy.
Yeah, yeah. This
you're
is like
shaggy.
This is like whose line is it anyway?
Beep, beep.
So the scene is Slater tries to expose Zach and immediately fails. So Slater walking into the gym as a gym teacher smells the scam as soon as Zach steps in Bayside.
Cue Seinfeld baseline.
So Emily, arms crossed, tank top bulging.
Obviously.
There we go.
She's
perfect,
doing
perfect.
It.
We got it. Okay. Your line is you're running a con, Preppy.
You're running a con, Preppy.
Zach smiles like a jackal. Slater puffs up like a blowfish. He proceeds to launch an investigation, Slater, treating it like a noir movie. He interviews students. They only speak in Zach quotes. Jimmy?
What?
I'm saved by the bell, I guess.
I did it again. It's me, Zach Morris.
That dang bell.
There we go. I said I'd call on you.
Hey, it's me.
He interviews the students. They only speak in Zach quotes. He corners Screech, the science teacher, who sells him a copy of Zach's seminar VHS tape. He sneaks into the gym during the seminar.
Oh, my God, it's a VHS.
Slater catches Zach mid-time pause, dropping knowledge bombs on the youth of tomorrow. They lock eyes. Zach shrugs and says, gotta respect the hustle, buddy.
Gotta respect the hustle, buddy.
Zach unpauses time and immediately calls Slater on stage to demonstrate rule number one, confidence is louder than truth. Slater tries to explain the scam. Slater?
This is a scam. Why are you falling for this? This guy's nothing but a no good Nick.
Zach talks over him with louder confidence.
You guys grew up with me on the TV, right? And you did. You trusted everything I did, and it always worked out. You should believe me
I
as
know
a man.
This guy.
Believe me
He's
as a man.
No good.
Plus, I got candy.
What?
The crowd cheers on Zach. Sound
Woo!
Effects.
Yeah, fuck, all right.
These kids fuck.
We like the blonde guy.
Slater is booed. Sound effects.
Fucking boo.
That's right,
kids. Oh, you listen to me.
Slater, he does steroids.
Slater leaves. Hang on. Ah, shit. I'm zooming in on this fucking on tablet.
Which is great. Thanks, on.
Thanks, on. You're really fucking
what's
it up
my
here.
Motivation?
What's my scene?
Sound.
Boink. How's that? You ever hear that one?
Slater leaves.
Where is Mr. Belding?
Hang on. Hang on. We're almost done.
Carnage.
We're almost done. We're almost done. Emily has to do her last line. Slater leaves, defeated, muttering, "This is how a cult starts, Preppy."
This is how a cult starts, Preppy.
This is how these read-alongs, I guess, really go, hey?
Exactly, Slater. Wing.
I'm Screech.
Send in Shaggy.
Zoinks.
That anyway. New kid Shaggy's real weird at this school.
Is that Fuck, Matthew that's Lillard?
Great. That's great.
I can see that.
Dude, I loved Saved by the Bell.
Right?
I loved
Wasn't it.
I loved it.
It was quintessential cheesy 90s after school program.
It was
like it taught me everything I know, which is probably a lot of
it was just
shit.
That it was just again like when it was I kind of sound like such a dumb old man, but like the days before streaming, there was only a few shows during the day or whatever. And that was the one that,
that
we
one.
All just bonded
like
over.
10:30 in the morning
like,
or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. It was like
even better People's Court.
I'm which we did too. I love Judge Judy whenever it was on and shit. Yeah.
Maury? You
Maury was the shit. Maury was the best. You know who I love too was Ricky
Lucy?
Lake was ridiculous.
Ricky Lake.
No, oh, Lucy? God. Not the redhead. The redhead
Carol Burnett.
She was great.
Sal?
She
oh,
was
we're
great.
Still on talk show.
But
right
I was
there.
Talking about
Montel
oh,
Jordan.
They
Williams.
They did a
Montel
Netflix Jordan? Show on her. I'm trying to remember. She was like a white woman, blonde hair.
Gotta be
oh,
a bit more specific
oh,
than that.
Oh, Jenny.
Jenny something.
Jenny. Sally
no.
Jesse Raphael and
was
Jenny Jones.
Jenny Jones.
Jenny
Jones was the one that, because hers was. Hers is what inspired Jerry Springer and Maury, in my opinion.
She did
because hers were on. Well, Netflix did a mini doc on
the guy that
one
got
of the
murdered.
Episodes. Yeah, because of her whole episode, because they didn't do any screening on any of these people.
I have
and, yeah.
the question, Jimmy.
For me.
For you. We can do this one of two ways. We can do this.
Sorry,
thing.
I think. Well we... done, everybody. By
oh
the way.
Yeah,
well
yeah.
done. That was a fucking treat.
I assumed you guys were. We were done after when we did the scene. We were.
We did
yeah.
That was just.
That was
gravy.
Mike taking his victory lap.
Do we want to do this the classic OG Real Debaters way, where we all throw
we're gonna
in?
Vote.
We're gonna vote, or do
we're
you
vote.
Want us?
I'm gonna vote first, and then we'll go to Charles, and then we'll go to Emily, and then we'll go to you.
All right, fair enough.
We're gonna do it the old way.
The old way.
Jay. I
shoot.
I'm torn.
We're getting back to our roots.
I won you over, didn't I, Emily?
I'm going to vote for somebody who understood the rules.
Probably a good idea.
I love that you just went, why wouldn't Devin Sawa and Christina Ricci just continue their relationship? I'm going with Emily.
It wouldn't make sense to me from my childhood.
It
really.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that, really it's, it, that it, one was good.
The
was
best
good.
Part is that fan fiction's never supposed to, but when it does, it's like, yeah, just do it.
The system works.
Right? Right?
I mean, if the real test is if they hear it and then suddenly get back together.
No, I don't want to ruin Devin's members.
You might have done that, Emily.
You put it out there.
That's important.
I'm sending it out in the universe that they should get back together.
No, the real Devin Sawa story is an important part of this story.
What if
the
they
reality
do?
Well,
the real Devin Sawa, please stand up.
What if they all, what if them and their respect, like their families all live in a house together and they just try to make it work?
As long as at least 10% of them are dead.
Emily, I have. Actually, I'll wait. Charles, what do you think?
Oh, it's tough, man. This was good. I mean,
democratic process.
When you know
easy.
You did the worst, it's hard, right? Because everyone's better.
I got no place to go but up.
So hard. I mean,
you got excited.
I have to. Oh, I have. It's tough. This is a tough one.
He's losing it.
I'm gonna go.
In the world of bullshit.
I'm gonna go, Jimmy. I'm a sucker for
it. Just worked.
It was so good. It was so. I love that you just kept giving her to
something you
gotta
see.
Oh my god.
Something they need to see.
It's like a warm. It was like a warm bath. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. He's a detective.
The system works.
If Funny or Die was still a thing, I could see this working on Funny or Die as like a 5-6 minute, even like a 10 minute
skit
thing.
We now know what our next project is.
Oh, this is a 2.5 hour movie.
Oh yeah, go for three. Why not?
It's the true detective.
This is your one battle after another, right? Like, yeah.
Emily,
yeah.
I have one question for you.
Who are you voting for? Is it that one?
If, yeah. Well, no, I have one question for her.
Okay.
In this world that you've created for Devin and Christina.
You mean the real world?
The real world.
Yeah. Reality.
In reality.
Yeah.
Real world.
Can Holy their, world. Like, love song be Stan?
He stars in the music video.
Oh my God, that's a great deep Devin Sawa.
They just made a movie about yeah. it.
It's a really great.
Because if it can, then they'll vote for you.
So she's in the trunk?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, she's in the trunk. Yeah, you know, maybe that's how.
Emily
that's
just
how
ruined
Devin
you.
Sawa I, dies.
Emily thought I ruined something.
That. Hang on. How does he die?
Like, he drives his car off a bridge with his wife in the trunk and his baby.
Right.
There's his pregnant wife.
To the song.
Like, maybe that's how he dies.
And you know who this is going to hurt the most? Eminem.
No,
he's gonna be like, I killed another one with
There's
this
been
damn
a lot
song.
Of people kill each other in his songs. So it's gonna.
Oh,
it's not the devil's
oh.
music.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Emily. If that's the case, then Emily, it's been a hot minute, but congratulations. Well, it doesn't matter who
well,
you. I mean,
if
you.
If it counts, Mike, I was gonna vote for Mike.
Oh.
I found that I thought that the build out of the story, like. Above and beyond the going into like the scene and stuff, I really bought it. It was well done with the characters. And if Charles hadn't voted for Jimmy, it would have been a harder choice because I also really liked George Jimmy. And I thought yours was really, really good. So I was definitely between the
Who
two
got
videos.
Hunkiest?
You did. Because your guys' mom wants to knock boots. So,
I was
like,
gonna
I
say
mean,
the weirdest, but like I don't know, they're all pretty weird.
When I told Claudia that, she was like, "I don't think that's a good argument." I'm like, "You don't know anything.
You don't know what I'm talking.
You don't know these anything, people, woman."
I want to say that this year's point system will, instead of be based on a win or a loss, it will be a collective point total.
Okay.
So, Jimmy gets a point.
Yay!
I get a point. Emily gets 2 points. Charles gets half a point.
All right, I like that.
I will take your half because I know you hate him.
It's like an overtime.
I know you
it's
hate him. I'll take
loss.
Him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got.
I get a point
loss.
For going to a tie.
You get a point.
Yeah, yeah,
you
I'll
got
take
this
it.
Far.
Right. I participated. It's my participation mark.
And again, the points don't mean shit. You can't change them in for like a Pez dispenser
really
or something.
Was this really our first of the year?
It was our first of the
wow.
year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Eh?
Yeah. Last one was preview. We just.
Oh, right.
We didn't.
Right,
we didn't do anything that kind of collectively needed points for nothing.
February, we'll have some kind of.
Oh, we'll have more. listener, if you've made it this far, then you're a fucking champion and you deserve some recognition, which would be if you at any point in this was like, no, Charles, you should have done this, or Emily, that was a great idea, but
what
I
mean,
done
Marty's
this.
A billionaire,
right? Like, if,
right
in the world of make believe that has just taken place,
what about that one?
We want to hear from you, and the easiest way to do that is to leave a voicemail.
Where are your heart throbs now?
Yeah, what makes you throb?
If you want to throw down on Threads. Leave
Mike
a voicemail to let us know.
Yeah, seriously.
Be careful.
I'll take you
Mike's
on.
Not messing around.
In honor of, I'm still somewhat horny. So before we go, we got
know,
a couple
buddy.
Minutes here. Emily, who was
your first
throb? Like who made
first?
Who made throb. No? Because it's such a weird thing to describe. About
your
a
first
teen.
H throb.
A teen
it's
heart throb.
It's obvious.
It's
okay. It
okay.
So
Wild America, baby.
Okay.
I was sitting in my parents' basement. I can picture it. Charles can picture my parents' basement. Even,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Like, yeah.
We, so, okay,
that
we know
fun.
The setting. Two of
so
us have it clearly in our minds sitting on the sofa. And this is such a cute movie. I'm watching with my family. My brother and sister, just a little tiny. And, like, and then this kid walks down the stairs. He's not a ghost anymore. And all of a sudden, I was like,
what's my body doing?
That's the most beautiful boy.
This is my favorite movie I've ever seen. I'm gonna watch it every day for the rest of my life.
This boy's perfect.
Jimmy,
it was that middle part. I get it.
Jimmy, who was yours?
This boy's perfect.
Oh, it's easily Sarah Michelle Gellar and
sure,
Scooby. And Linda Cardellini.
Yeah, I was gonna.
Say Linda Michelle Gellar and Scooby Doo.
Well, I mean, again, I was 9 years old when that movie came out.
Hey, so. Buffy, Scooby Doo, she's pretty great. She's pretty great.
I agree. Yes.
Charles, what was yours?
So funny enough, one that I can think of always comes to mind is Tia Carrera.
Ah.
Tia Carrera?
Yeah.
Or Tia Carrera?
Tia Carrera. From
yeah,
Wayne's World.
From Wayne's World.
Like in Wayne's World?
Yeah, because
awesome.
Of Wayne's World. Because yeah. of Wayne's World.
That's a great one.
Yeah, she was a fought. What is he? A swing. Like, yeah, I was always like, he always knew how to describe her perfectly. It was like, that was a big one, I remember.
Go younger, though. I think that was kind of your first boner. Like, who was your first, like, heart flutter? Who was your...
You might be right.
Or was it both?
Sick.
This was like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago? No. who was it? I'm trying to think. Probably Alicia Silverstone.
There you go.
I saw Clueless
yeah,
pretty.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
Clueless
yeah.
came out when we were pretty young, I'd
yeah.
say.
Yeah.
What was
if,
it, like
brother.
95, 90? So, like, we weren't even, like, I wasn't even, sorry, Emily, this is for you. We weren't even, like, 10 years old when that movie came out.
I wasn't even alive.
But it was, oh.
Well, when you came across it as a teen, not necessarily that lined up with you being a teen, right? Like,
yeah.
The movie might not be from your.
I probably didn't even fully understand it, but I was like, wow, she's a throb.
Wow.
She's throb.
Like, you didn't understand what. What part, like the feeling you got?
It was just one of those things where I was like,
kind
of like how Emily described it, where you just, you're seeing, I've seen movies, I've seen people in them, but then something with her, it was like, whoa.
It's like a part of your brain.
Could this be?
Yeah.
And you're, all of a sudden you're like, that's different than how I felt about
it. And I remember specifically in the movie, it like when she's going to pick her clothes, it's like a stupid, you know, computer interface. And her doing it, and it was just, she looks at herself seeing different outfits and stuff. I think it was like a Barbie idea, right?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So I was like, whoa, like she can do that?
Sure.
And yeah, it was just, it was the wildest thing. It was like, yeah.
My, all right, Mike, for the love of God, what was it?
It was Topanga.
Oh, yeah, Topanga
for sure. Like I,
yeah, for sure.
I saw myself dating her. I saw myself having a chance
because she
her.
Was like that girl next door. That
she
was the
was,
thing about her.
She was
like,
that girl. She was that hot body girl next door. Like that. Like,
but
as
she
a,
was. But she was so just like honest and cute and like not like, you know what I mean. Like I feel like Topanga now in a show would be Euphoria. Like, you know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that's
yeah.
their version
yeah,
of
yeah,
like
yeah.
Boy Meets World.
Sydney
now.
Sweeney.
Yeah. Right. Sure. But like, you know what I mean? And I yeah. and yeah and then. So, same thing. I didn't know she was going to be on Dancing with the Stars when she showed up. You can't help but be
fantastic.
Like, Topanga.
Well,
like, Topanga.
I mean,
she's back.
Like, yeah. It's just, I came across her when I was going through all the things on the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It gave you, like, a lateral playing field to be like, well, the only thing is she's on screen and I'm not, right? Like, you get that Devin Sawa feeling. You get
Sorry.
That. You just, you.
Sicko.
I just thought of another
sure.
two big ones.
Yeah.
Kirsten Dunst.
Ooh.
Elijah Dushku. Bring it on.
There it is.
That was a huge movie.
Yeah,
when that movie
Elisa
came
Dushku
out
for me.
For me
was,
oh my god!
Yeah,
when she showed up in Buffy,
even Gabrielle Union, man,
yeah,
all three
dude,
of them.
When Claudia was watching Buffy and Eliza Dushku, I was like, "What's going on here?" She's
I gotta
like,
"Go to the bathroom."
She's a Slayer. I was like, "Oh my god, you need to leave."
Yeah. I need to.
That was
I need to
my
do
first. That was my first girl one for sure. Buffy.
Yeah, and because
Faith on Buffy when
yeah.
she shows up, like,
yeah. And she plays pretty much
Charisma
the same
Carpenter,
kind of.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes,
yeah.
That was. She was in. But like,
no, because her character wasn't like
Cordelia. Cordelia was such
some
a bitch.
That, like,
I like it.
Bad
bully
girl,
me.
Bad girl vibe was like.
I'd like Cordelia bully
Cordelia
me.
And Xander when that whole thing. I was like, oh, throw both of them out of the show now. I hate
throw
Xander.
Cordelia off the train.
Claudia gets mad because she's like, he's not that bad. I'm like, Xander if I knew
sucks.
Xander in real life, I would punch him.
Xander would be a
oh,
sex
Oh, he's like
pest.
One of my favorite characters. I mean, he ended up being a crazy person.
He just
in real
reminds
life,
me of like
but...
a spoiled rich kid for some reason. My problems are worse. It's like they're
oh.
vampires eating people. And you're mad because you
get
left
Buffy
her...
to like
yeah.
me.
I left this girl at the altar and she's mad at me. It's like you're a fucking idiot. Like, anyways, sorry. He just drives me nuts. He's
no,
like,
no, no.
Classic white boy. Classic white boy problems. Like, all right, like this girl, this other one likes me. Damn. And I'm like, so Buffy's trying to stop a demon.
And
Xander's comic
you.
Relief right now is, I don't know what to do about this pretty girl that likes me.
I love your stupid person
oh,
voice.
Oh, it's my stupid person voice all the
no,
time.
No, really? How's yeah. going on?
Oh,
I don't know.
You know, they should have just been
this
set
is the
green.
Buffy the Vampire, but as played by Muppets.
And that's basically what it is. Well, I don't know, Miss Piggy. I don't know, Buffy Piggy.
Well, you know Piggy's Buffy.
Yeah, for
Piggy
sure.
the Vampire.
All
right.
Did she stab someone?
All right.
Okay.
It's a Muppet show.
And that's our show.
That's turn down the music.
We love you, 2026 so far.
Yeah, that's it. No more. No. listener, thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time, don't make it be your last time. Subscribing to a show like this or any other small podcast that you come across is the easiest way to support said podcast. If we made you laugh, if we made you angry, if we made you want to call in, these are all reasons why you should subscribe. I hope I don't have to tell you this and you've already done it, but if you're still on the fence, hit that follow, like, whatever button is in the podcast player.
Smash that button.
Yeah.
Smash it.
Smash the subscribe button.
There's tons of stuff like this. There's tons of stuff like this coming soon. There's tons of stuff like this if you go backwards.
We're going to get back to our roots.
Yeah. And if you're a longtime listener and we still haven't heard from you, call us. Let us know who you are. We'd love to hear from you. And thank you for always supporting The Real Debaters, where every frame is a point of contention. Stay tuned for what trivia, Charles?
Well, it can't be Gilmore Girls because that was a hoot.
Yeah, there was a blast.
So it's got to be It's Always Sunny, I think,
is
what
sunny.
We're working on. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
It's going to be Always Sunny for St.
Oh,
Patty's.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great, Lottie.
Oh, yeah. We might have milk steak. I'm going to talk to them and see what they can do about that. It's definitely going to break a health code, but we'll see what happens.
It's awful.
I've been preppy.
Marty's about your kids again.
Oh, I sure hope that old lady was wrong, Scoob, about death not being the end of it. So deep.
That all makes sense.
I know I'm not ready to die, Scoob.
Seriously, Shaggy, stop smoking crack.
Emily, rough. Emily, kill it, please. Emily?
I've been a child actor with a great comeback and is clean and sober.
Nice.
To come back, not that he went anywhere.
She just got her Oscar. Anywhere.
Devin, we love you. Let us
we
know.
We do love you
very
much.
Totally love to talk to you.
I don't know if I could. I would probably like forget. I'd be like...
Emily's only allowed to ask you questions about Wild America and Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
And how small your underwear is.
JTT.
JTT, baby.
Jesus
Christ. I can't even joke about it. It's freaking me out.
it's killing me, Smalls. Watch all the movies, even the bad ones. Say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
How'd you do that front flip in Idle Hands?